WNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, isolated showers and thunderstorms, 65. And Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 88.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A broad array of national and state farm organizations appealing to Congress and the Biden administration to provide $40 billion in new funding for climate-related and ag research infrastructure. The groups want the money included in a climate and infrastructure package that Biden's trying to get through Congress. The groups say in separate letters to President Biden and leadership that this once-in-a-generation opportunity to significantly fund food and ag research, innovation, and infrastructure is crucial for the U.S. to reclaim the global lead in food and ag science and rise to meet today's crisis and those in the future. President Biden leaves on his first overseas trip today, heading first to England for the G7, and Biden will be in Europe through next week. He is scheduled to meet June 16th with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ahead of the trip, ag and biotech groups have been urging the administration to address trade concerns with the EU, including those new restrictions on dairy exports. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says he expects Biden to push Putin to crack down on ransomware attacks like the one that shut down JBS packing plants last week. If Putin doesn't intervene, he could face new U.S. sanctions, Grassley says. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack distancing himself from litigation over line speeds at swine slaughter plants, in which a judge said in March needs to be slowed at 6 plants operating under the new swine inspection system. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Vilsack said no decision on whether to appeal has been made, and that in any case, a decision is up to the Solicitor General, he said. But he also added he thinks the parties are talking, which is a good thing. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
This is an audio demo of the new Sonic app. Just look at that menu. Here are some of the Sonic classics, clearly. I'll customize my tots by adding those. Gotta get the ocean water. What is that color? An ocean blue? See that? Drinks and slushes are always half price in the app. And this is how you do the contactless payment. Will you look at that? I guess you can't. But you can when you order in the Sonic app.
Limited time offer. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
I'm Andy Hoosier. The federal government is still working on a federal infrastructure plan proposed by President Joe Biden, and the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, says it would be a huge plan that would greatly benefit the state of Kansas and rural America.
Certainly, when you look at rural America, people really rely on those roads and bridges. We also need to make sure that we're maintaining good rail infrastructure. And a lot of folks might not have thought of it this way, but electric vehicles, for my dime, are better suited to rural America than anywhere else. We've got to make sure that we're bringing the entire country along into this future. And, you know, in many ways, Kansas is leading the way. You look at the thousands of people who are employed in wind, for example, over in the energy sector.
That audio was during an interview with KWCH News. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report an additional 401 new COVID-19 cases since Monday this week. The state also reported 3 new deaths and 26 hospitalizations. Good America Network News.
Springtime is upon us, and that means nice weather and, unfortunately, spring storms. Burwell Construction is here to not only take care of your roof, siding, and guttering should you get damaged from any storms, but to make sure your backyard is more enjoyable with a new deck or patio cover. For over 30 years, you've trusted Burwell Construction. They've been improving homes just like yours. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
WTI is your career education partner.
They really got to know me, like one-on-one. Even though they had a whole class, I felt like individually they would assist each person as needed. I just felt comfortable and felt very confident in asking questions that otherwise I would be embarrassed to ask.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Authorities have identified the victims of a string of Kansas City area shootings and are asking the public for help. Three of the victims died in separate shootings in Kansas City within the hour on Tuesday afternoon. They were identified as 52-year-old Jose Lugo, 31-year-old Lamont Jones, and 15-year-old Terrell Bell. There are rewards of up to $25,000 for information leading to arrests in the three cases. Meanwhile, police in neighboring Kansas City are also investigating after 15-year-old Caden Boswell was killed on Tuesday in a shooting near an elementary school. Police are urging anyone with information about the shooting to call the TIPS hotline. In other news, a 5-year-old girl is dead after an accident involving three vehicles on U.S. 50 near the Garden City Airport. Polanya Mupenzi died in an accident on Tuesday. Five others were hospitalized with minor injuries. The Kansas Highway Patrol said a Ford Edge crossed the center line and struck a Chevrolet Traverse, causing the Traverse to go into a ditch. The Ford then struck another vehicle, a Toyota Tacoma. The child was a passenger in the Traverse. Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The end has apparently come for the controversial Keystone XL pipeline, which has been opposed by many environmental and Native American groups. More from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
The pipeline was designed to carry more than 800,000 barrels of oil a day from oil-rich Alberta in Canada to Nebraska. It would then connect to other pipelines and take the crude to refineries along the Gulf Coast. It's been a contentious project since it was first proposed. President Trump endorsed it, saying it would create jobs, but President Biden canceled the permit. Now the Canadian company behind Keystone XL says it's pulling out. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Elsewhere, a man who admitted to killing and dismembering a Nebraska hardware store clerk in 2017 has been sentenced to death. Aubrey Trail was convicted in 2019 of first-degree murder and conspiracy in the killing of Sidney Loof of Saline County. Mid-America Network News. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Activities this weekend abound, including Waterville citywide garage sales Friday and Saturday. Seneca will celebrate 150+1 beginning Friday evening, continuing Saturday. Washington County Saddle Club will host the annual Washington County Rodeo with performances Friday and Saturday evenings. And Sam Waymordity's return this weekend, beginning Friday evening and continuing Saturday. Marshall County Commissioners, at their meeting last week, unanimously approved a request from the Agency on Aging, who has applied and received approval from the Department of Transportation to go into Washington County for pickups. Hanover will be charged $6, Barnes, Washington, and Greenleaf $8 per trip. Ellen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth reported Marshall County did not receive a Department of Transportation cost share grant applied for infrastructure improvements on 11th Terrace. They can reapply for that in the fall. She recognized an ongoing housing shortage throughout Marshall County, specifically in the Summerfield, Blue Rapids, and Frankfort communities. Marshall County will be receiving approximately $1.9 million in federal American Rescue Plan dollars. Barbara encouraged the county to consider using some of these dollars to spread around the cities to assist with the housing shortage. It's the understanding of the board that cities will also be receiving dollars directly through the plan. A local road safety plan funding application was presented for consideration, which would include a local share of $5,000 to develop a local road safety plan for all major collector and paved routes throughout Marshall County. No action was taken on these requests pending more information. Some 50 wind turbines could be located in western Washington County as part of a 200-site, 600-megawatt operation proposed by NextEra Energy, whose representatives met with Washington County commissioners recently. Land acquisition is underway with construction planned for late 2022 or 23, ideally completed within about a year, although the project could be divided into phases. A military training route passes through Washington County scheduled development efforts a couple of years back and will be taken into consideration. An energy provider for the electricity generated is to be determined, with transmission lines connecting with the Irish Creek Wind Farm in Marshall County. Named the High Banks Wind Energy Center, the project is expected to generate some $115 million in landowner payments, $100 million in estimated property taxes, and up to 400 jobs during construction. Washington County has received second-half proceeds of a federal COVID grant amounting to just over $1 million, matching Spark funding received last fall. This round may be used through 2024 and can apply toward public health, government services, water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure, and the like. Gage County Board of Supervisors, we're the latest to hear concerns from a grassroots group expressing reactions to a proposed National Heritage Area that they contend could be an invitation for federal takeover of private property. A nearly two-hour discussion at their recent meeting also included those in favor, citing tourism and economic and development potential. The Heritage Project has been shelved for the near term after a series of meetings throughout Nebraska and Kansas have brought off an emotional testimony from local citizens. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann from the Big First District in Kansas will host a series of town hall meetings open to the public, including stops in Washington, Marshall, and Clay counties Thursday, June 10th. He'll be at Washington County at the FNB meeting room Thursday from 1:15 till 2:15. He'll be at Landall Lanes in Marysville Thursday from 2:45 till 3:45 and will be in Clay County at the Museum and Clay Center Thursday, 4:45 p.m. Funeral services for Barry E. Sloan, age 82 of Waterville, have been postponed. Sloan passed away Saturday due to a family health event. Services are postponed. Visitation will continue Thursday as planned, noon until 8 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Barry Sloan. William Bill J. Keggy, age 53, of Virginia, Nebraska, passed away May 31st. Interment services Friday, June 11th at 2:30 at the Brethren Cemetery at Holmesville. The Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bill Keggy. Services for Connie I. Jaquis, age 77, of Marysville, who passed away May 6th, are planned Saturday, June 12th, 11 a.m. at First Christian Church in Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Connie Jaquis.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We still have this amplified upper-level ridge across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing temperatures well above average for this time of year. We will continue to see temperatures, looks like, in the 90s all the way through the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. Otherwise, high-pressure system overhead bringing us sunny skies, dry weather, continuing into tonight. We do have a front that's going to move across the area, bringing chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Otherwise, it looks like for Sunday into the early parts of next week, we'll continue with sunny skies and dry weather. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Winds will be from the southeast. Tonight, clear skies, lower 70s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with isolated storms, mid-60s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Reflections Hallmark is a cool place to shop. Cool because they have gifts for dad. Cool because they have great ladies' tops, summer cardigans, and accessories. Cool because they have the largest collection of Melissa and Doug toys in town. Cool because they have Chiefs gear and memorabilia. Cool because you can pick up previous year's keepsake ornaments 50% off to complete your collections. Cool because, well, air conditioning. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. More than just your favorite Hallmark store. Open 9 to 3 Saturday.
Average high temperature early June 85, record high on this date 109, the average low 61, the record low 45. Sunset this evening 8:53, sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
A new dawn, a new day, a new moon. We talk more about this astronomical occurrence on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 10th, the 161st day of the year. Actress Hattie McDaniel and Judy Garland were both born on this day, and in 1793, the first public zoo opened in Paris, France. Many people will use today to start new projects, whether they're big or small. As far as physical effects, people tend to have trouble sleeping during a new moon, as well as increased appetite and sudden burst of energy. It's also suggested that people take this time to become more intuitive and reflective, and to focus on being calm. Scientifically, the new moon occurs when it is between the Earth and the Sun. Unfortunately, a new moon isn't something you can see, as a shadow is passing by the Earth. So instead, use this lunar phase to start something new and exciting. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the moon and the stars at almanac.com.
Hal's Auto Repair is celebrating the Sam Wymore Days and wants everyone to grab their friends and family and come join in on the fun. Don't miss out on the exciting food vendors, parade, ball tournaments, and so much more. The activities for all ages start June 11th. Hal's Auto Repair for all your automotive needs. The annual Sam Wymore Days will be starting June 11th, and Laughlin Hoovett Funeral Home invites everyone to check it out. There will be a parade, food, street dance, and lots to see and do. It's fun for all ages, so come on out. Laughlin Hoovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. Main Street Bank invites everyone to join in the fun at the annual Sam Wymore Days starting June 11th. Come watch the parade and look for some bargains at the flea market. Bring the whole family and have a good time. Main Street Bank in Wymore, independent and family owned for more than 100 years. Member FDIC.
The Check 21 Act, passed by Congress, makes checking accounts a whole lot simpler today. Every check you write will be copied onto your monthly statement in smaller form, so at a glance you can see your check traffic. Verifying your check transactions will be faster and more efficient for you and for the bank. You'll have more time to hit a few golf balls or enjoy some quality time with your kids or grandkids. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Griffin Canning pitched 5-hit ball into the 7th inning. Anthony Rendon hit a 2-run double, and the Los Angeles Angels swept the Kansas City Royals 6-1 last night. Kian Wong had a 2-run single, and Jose Iglesias added an RBI for the Angels. They've now won 8 of 11 after completing a 5-2 homestand and a 3-game sweep of Kansas City. The Royals back in action this evening as they open a series with the Oakland Athletics. First pitch this evening at 8:40. Things weren't any better for the Wichita Wind Surge yesterday. Wichita and Tulsa were scoreless for 8 2/3 innings of play before Romer Cuadrado's bases-loaded infield single in the bottom of the 9th inning brought home the game's only run in a 1-0 Tulsa win over Wichita. Wichita will play Game 3 of the series against the Tulsa Drillers tonight. First pitch is set for 7:05 from One Oak Field. Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas Sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Springtime is upon us, and that means nice weather and, unfortunately, spring storms. Burwell Construction is here to not only take care of your roof, siding, and guttering should you get damage from any storms, but to make sure your backyard is more enjoyable with a new deck or patio cover. For over 30 years, you've trusted Burwell Construction. They've been improving homes just like yours. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Chiefs Kingdom. The Kansas City Chiefs have promoted Mike Borgonzi to assistant general manager and Brant Tillis to vice president of football operations amid a wave of moves within the AFC champions front office. Top scout Ryan Poles was appointed executive director of player personnel and Mike Bradway, senior director of player personnel. Ryan Nutt will be the senior director of college scouting, Trey Kazoil, a senior director of pro personnel, and Willie Davis, the senior personnel executive. The Green Bay Packers have signed former Hutchinson Blue Dragon LB Devondre Campbell and released running back Mike Weber. General manager Brian Gutekunst announced the transactions yesterday. Campbell's a 6'4", 232-pound, 6-year player out of the University of Minnesota. After 4 seasons with the Atlanta Falcons, he spent last season with the Arizona Cardinals. For his career, he's played in 75 games with 70 starts. That's going to do it for Thursday Kansas Sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here.
our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Day's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
June is National Rose Month, and June 12th puts the spotlight on the red rose, symbol of love, passion, and romance. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Celebrate now and for seasons to come by adding a few hardy red roses to your garden. Home Run is an offspring of the popular Knockout Rose. This long-blooming red rose is fast-growing and has even greater disease resistance than Knockout. Screaming Neon Red and Paint the Town Red are part of the Easy Elegance Rose series. Neon Red has vibrant semi-double flowers, and Paint the Town Red has fragrant double flowers. Both are low-maintenance plants that repeat bloom throughout the season and have good disease resistance. Flower Carpet Scarlet is one of the next generation of carpet roses. The scarlet flowers cover 3 feet tall, compact plants. Hardy in zones 4 to 11, it has good disease resistance and winter hardiness. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There will be an auction of household items and a number of tools for Jim Nork Saturday, June 12th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 908 North 9th in Marysville. This will be a short sale, lots of tools. Selling a 2004 Ford XLT Ranger pickup, 144,000 miles. A 2015 Troy-Bilt 42-inch 15-horse rodding mower, self-propelled mower. A number of tools include a circular saw, jigsaws, electric sander, Dremel tools, hole saws, extension and step ladders. Furniture items include a newer twin-size bed, several chests of drawers, some desks, a retro platform rocker and couch, newer mini-fridge, a microwave, forge drawer file cabinet, some collectibles including an oak chair and desk with underbook storage. Again, this will be a shorter sale with a lot of tools, some household items, selling for Jim Nork. Saturday, June 12th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 908 North 9th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Ask any farmer what is their favorite color on the farm, and they most likely know you are asking them about which brand of tractor they prefer. Many of us are fond of one particular color from our earliest years, but what if your favorite manufacturer suddenly began painting the tractors you loved in a different color? There might be trouble. That story is today's feature on the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Charles Hart and Charles Parr began making what we know as tractors in the early 1900s in Charles City, Iowa. The Hart-Parr Company is often referred to as the founders of the tractor industry. Their salesman coined the term tractor just a few years after the first one was manufactured. As Dean Jaden explains, farm implement dealers realized they needed to add to their portfolio, and that resulted in the purchase of Hart-Parr.
We need a tractor to go along with our tillage tools, so Oliver Chill Plow Company came in and infused a bunch of cash.
The Oliver brand was created when several companies, including Hart-Parr, were merged in 1929. The factories in Charles City continued making tractors, but now they bore the name of Oliver.
Basically, Charles City was like a miniature Detroit. If you didn't work at Oliver, you didn't work in town.
In 1960, the White Motor Company purchased Oliver. The Minneapolis Moline and Cockshut brands were soon brought under White as well. And now there was a new look and color to some of the tractors being made. The new design wasn't appreciated by everyone, though.
They made the Minneapolis Moline dealers mad, the Oliver dealers mad, the Minneapolis Moline customers mad, the Oliver customers mad. I want my green paint, I want my yellow paint. They put silver on them. Everybody was mad. So they went from having a total market share of close to 15% back to about 8%.
Dean worked for the tractor company and remembers the huge impact the manufacturing had on this town.
There was over 3,000 employees working at the plant then at that time. You imagine that in a town? 10,000 people.
The Floyd County Historical Museum here helps tell the story of Hart Parr, Oliver, and White tractors that were so important to the area and the nation. Traveling the countryside in Charles City, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a retirement farm machinery auction for Floyd and Julie Munson southeast of Olsburg, Kansas. Saturday, June 12th, sale begins at 10 a.m. Selling tractors and machinery, including an IH-1086 diesel with cab, Farmall 706 diesel, H Farmall gas tractor, Vermeer big baler, New Holland trail type mower, 5-bar hay rake, pop-up bale loader, 2-wheel big bale mover, 9-foot pull type swather, plus other machinery and miscellaneous. Vehicles and trailers include a 2,000-2,500 GMC 4x4 pickup with a good hydrobed bale bed, 335,000 miles, an 88 Chrysler 5th Avenue 4-door car, 150,000 miles, 20-foot tandem axle gooseneck flatbed trailer with ramps and double jack stand, 16x5-foot bumper hitch stock trailer with a good floor. Salvage items, livestock equipment, mower, generator, shop tools, some guns, antiques, collectibles, and household items. Selling for Floyd and Julie Munson, this retirement farm machinery auction will be held at 12245 Booth Creek Road at Olsburg. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Saturday. Auction conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
You've just moved to an acreage and are excited about raising a few livestock. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Plan your grazing area before moving the animals out to pasture as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
When you're designing a grazing paddock, analyze and measure the number of acres, then figure how many animals you can run on it. Ed Rayburn is a forage agronomist at West Virginia University. He says the first thing to look at is how the land lays as it relates to soil types and topography.
Some land will lay real steep, some land lays real flat. It does relate to the geology under the surface, which in itself relates to soil type and conditions. Topography also impacts supplying water to the paddocks. So not only are you looking at soil situations, you're looking at ease of getting water to those paddocks.
Animals need access to water within 800 feet of any point in the pasture. Advances in water systems make it easier to ensure there's always water available. Where the soil is in retention to creeks has a major impact on drainage, which then affects what kind of forage will grow. Rayburn says it's best to minimize the differences in soils within the paddock so that forage growth will be fairly uniform. Calculate where the fencing boundaries will be by the species and number of livestock, the amount of forage mass that can be produced, and your production goals. You also have to decide whether you want the fencing to be permanent or movable.
I do encourage them to look at using some temporary fencing to fine-tune, especially in critical times. As you get into a drought period, a farmer, I think, benefits from being a little more critical in their management than when things are going real good.
Find more tips for designing an effective paddock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
And if you're anything like me, you're never really looking forward to it. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, your taxes don't have to be something you dread doing every year. In fact, it can be a great time to evaluate your financial strategy and make sure you're being a good steward of the financial resources God has given you. And thankfully, there are several ways you can get ahead of tax season to make it a little less stressful. Consider using resources like accountants or online tools to help provide advice or answer any questions that you might have about your deductions or your withholdings and exemptions. You should also plan to be prepared. Don't wait until the very last minute to gather all of your financial documents. Have them readily available and well organized. So take advantage of tax time and use it to review your finances and your giving. It will give you the financial clarity you need to live a more meaningful and grateful life.
Potential increases in agricultural productivity put even more pressure on the infrastructure. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers and applicators about safety when using foliar pesticides. Tim Joseph is with Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Applicators should be sure to cover exposed skin, wear closed-toed shoes and goggles, and use non-absorbent gloves when applying crop protection products. It's also important to properly clean the equipment to avoid accidental exposure. The product labels also outline application and use requirements.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
A recent episode of this show talked about the serious bottleneck for barge traffic caused by the brief closure of a bridge over the Mississippi River near Memphis. It's ramped up discussion about our nation's infrastructure condition. Here's Seth Post, Regional General Manager for CGB Enterprises, the parent of Consolidated Grain and Barge Company.
In order for us to stay competitive on a global scale, we absolutely have to address some of the issues within our lock systems and on the internal waterways and our rail transportation. So those are all areas that I hope have a lot of focus as we go forward here, because the producer, as he continues to be more efficient, we're just going to have upgraded roads, upgraded rail, upgraded lock systems, things of that nature.
Post was speaking during a recent webinar about food and ag supply chain issues. While the pandemic disrupted various supply chains, Post says their business wasn't.
Relative to some of the other industries that experienced significant supply shocks, like the grocer and some other folks in the ag business, we didn't have that same experience. We've really been business as usual.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Farmers who planted fall cover crops are now eligible for a discount on their crop insurance premium thanks to a new USDA program that was announced June 1st. However, they must act before June 15th to qualify. Kate Hansen, Policy Associate for the Center for Rural Affairs, explains.
That program is called the Pandemic Cover Crop Program. And basically, if a farmer planted cover crops in the fall of last year, so 2020, then they are eligible for a $5 per acre discount on their crop insurance this year, so for their spring 2021 crops. And it's administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency, which is the agency that administers federal crop insurance.
Cover crops include cereal grains, grasses, legumes, and mixes with two or more species. The FSA requires producers to fill out an acreage report form, that's FSA-578, which includes the cover crops and the number of acres. The most important thing to know is that farmers must report their cover crops by June 15th to the FSA.
Report your cover crops to FSA by June 15th. That's what's going to make you eligible for this program. And you probably can ask your local FSA staff some questions as well, and they'd be able to help you out. I want to emphasize this is June 15th and not July 15th, because there is a July 15th deadline in the crop insurance process that a lot of farmers are really familiar with. And this is actually a month in advance. It's coming up pretty quickly on us.
Yes, June 15th is Tuesday of next week. Producers are encouraged to contact their local FSA office with any questions. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We're now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-point inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The World Organization for Animal Health recently upgraded the BSE risk classifications for Canada and Ireland. Travis Arp is with U.S. Meat Export Federation. He's their Senior Director of Export Services. He tells us what this means.
Both Canada and Ireland were recently reevaluated by the World Organization for Animal Health for their BSE risk status, which was quite a long time in the making, and they needed to both clear a lot of hurdles for that. But now that they have been moved from controlled risk to negligible risk, this is going to open up opportunities for both of those countries to see expanded access into many of their export markets, which were previously restricted due to their BSE status.
ARP explains how this change for Canada could also benefit the U.S. beef industry.
There are a lot of export markets, particularly in Asia, that have Canadian cattle restrictions on U.S. beef exports. Restrictions on product that came from direct slaughter Canadian cattle or imported Canadian feeder cattle that were fed in the U.S. and slaughtered in the United States. And so with this change in risk status for BSE, markets like Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, and even closed markets like Australia, this is an opportunity for the U.S. to go back to these trading partners and renegotiate those terms that were on those Canadian cattle, and hopefully we can get to a point where we then expand access for U.S. beef into those markets and remove some of these export verification programs that were in place because of those Canadian cattle restrictions. Plants have a lot of administrative costs that are associated with managing these export verification programs. They have to segregate live cattle when they arrive at the plant. They have to segregate eligible product, and so that's just added cost and complexity to the export process. So as we get these export verifications removed, that's ultimately going to be a cost savings for the exporter and make the overall process of exporting beef more simplistic.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Give your cattle a score for the amount of mud and manure clinging to their hide. This affects cattle performance and beef safety on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information.
From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Mud and manure caked on cattle isn't healthy for them nor for the consumer. It could potentially increase levels of E. coli in beef products. Shipping clean animals with little or no manure tags may minimize contamination of the trailer as well as contamination of the carcass at the processor level. One part of the Beef Quality Assurance Program involves scoring cattle for mud and manure tags. Beth Doran is an extension beef field specialist with Iowa State University. She says the scores range from a 1, which is a clean animal with no signs of mud or manure on it, to a 5, where the animal is carrying an excessive amount of both of those.
They're normally scored from, you know, looking at how much of that mud or manure might be up on the side of the animal. Also scored from front to back of the animal so that you can see how much coverage there is in terms of manure and mud that's going to be on that animal.
In most cases, once it's on there, it's on there. The solution is to prevent them from getting dirty in the first place.
Making sure that they're cleaning that lot every so often as some kind of a bedding material to keep them up out of that mud and manure. In some cases, it may be providing some kind of a barn or a shed that that animal can get into so that they're out of that mud. That doesn't necessarily get rid of all the problems with the manure. If you're looking at a confinement barn, cleanliness is going to be just as important. It's going to take regular maintenance on that just to make sure that the animal's not building up manure tags on it.
I'm Jody Henke. You'll find a score sheet to help assess the mud and manure on your animals at agriculture.com.
Alex Parker here with Circle P Processing. The facility in Waterville is opening. Call us at 363-6120 to book your slot for processing beef and hogs in Marshall County. I'm offering upfront pricing so you know exactly what the cost will be before you even leave your house. Don't wait. Slots are filling up fast, especially with fair season coming up. Call Circle P Processing today at 363-6120 and follow us on Facebook.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We continue with the mixed numbers across our ag futures markets here on Thursday. July corn is up 9 1/4 at $7 even. September's up 4 at 636. Kansas City wheat has bounced around a little bit, but back up now, although eroding again. July KC wheat is up 2 at 637 3/4. September's up 2 1/2 at 645 3/4. Chicago wheat is lower. Minneapolis wheat is up. Soybeans bouncing around 2, back down. July beans down 18 3/4 at 1543 3/4. August down 12 at 1511. Some of the back months are fractionally higher. July soybean meal is down 460 at 381.80. August is down 420 at 384.20. Bean oil is down as well. July bean oil is down 87 points at 70.72. August is down 30 at 68.67. So a kind of a problematic day here in the soybean complex right now. Cotton is on a bit of a rally. July cotton at 87.04. That's up 42 points. October cotton is at 88.47. That's up 29 points. In the livestock complex, those numbers remain mixed also. June live cattle up 20, 117.60. August up 12 at 118.40. The back months are pretty evenly split up or down. Feeder cattle are having some issues today. August feeders down 20 at 148.07. September feeders down 17 at 150.57. So we'll keep our eye on that as we head towards the end of the day. And hogs remain mostly higher. June hogs up 50 at 122.45, while July hogs are up a dime at 121.60. Taking a look at some other issues, July crude oil is up 17 cents at $70.13 a barrel. August is up 14 cents at $69.93, plus signs with unleaded gas and heating oil. Gold is up a bit. June gold is up 20 cents at $1,893.40 an ounce. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my new song on KNDY.
Got a picture pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing, we're loving it all. Look at our life now, tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry.
This is Savannah Chestnut. Join my band and I this Saturday night at the Washington County Rodeo. Show starts at 9.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.